thank you for that introduction. One of the advantages of being an old man is that you get to look back over a lot of years, and I'd like to congratulate Rick Allen and his colleagues on the wonderful things that they've done in bringing a lot of this knowledge together under the Penman Monteith umbrella. When I started my career, I don't think it would have been possible to have even imagined that we'd be at this point at this time, that there were a dozen or so evapotranspiration equations, all of them more or less empirical. And when you took a class in ET, that's what you did, is compared to all of those equations. And then you wondered what to do, the way to, I mean, you knew that it should come out about 7 millimeters a day, and so you'd work with the parameters in the equations until you got 7 millimeters a day, and then you had it. And so it's a wonderful thing now that we have that we can all agree that we have a physics-based equation that does as well as it does. Now, what we had imagined when we agreed to give this talk turned out to be quite a bit different than what we actually were able to pull off. And so I'll apologize up front for what we didn't get done and give you what we were able to do. When we talk about the beyond Penman Monteith, what I think of as beyond FAL 56 are the things that we've heard about this morning with Rick's talk and the others that have been given. And so we these definitions you've seen for the most part before, that we talk about evaporation as the water that comes from the soil and transpiration from the plants. John Monteith detested this idea of evapotranspiration. He said it's all evaporation, but in the U.S. we've come to separate out those terms that way. Reference ET is we pick a standardized crop and do the calculations for that, and we saw in detail how well that worked this morning. And then the crop ET is that reference ET multiplied by a crop coefficient. And so the standard way to do that is to start out with radiation, temperature, wind speed, humidity, the measurements that go into computing that reference crop evapotranspiration, and then having that, we multiply it by a crop coefficient to get the crop ET. And as we've heard already, that Penman Monteith equation for the reference ET is based on sound physics. We can do better than that, as we've heard, with the iterative methods. But for a lot of conditions, that does a good job of estimating that reference ET. And it's based on solid measurements that have some uncertainty in them. But for the most part, again, the uncertainty in those measurements is fairly small. The crop coefficient is kind of at the other extreme, that it's a pretty empirical thing. It tries to account for a number of the things that go on during the year. It starts out at a low value. As the crop develops, the KC increases. It has some maximum somewhere around 1, depending on the height of the crop compared to the reference crop, and then as the crop senesces, it decreases. But in this form, nothing is built in that changes from one season to another, not related so much to the environment. If we're looking for ways to go beyond Penman Monte, this is a good place for us to start. And the way we need to start is with a better model. We've heard about a number of models today, a lot of them better than the one that I'll talk to you about, but this has the advantage of simplicity. We assume that we can, first of all, that evaporation is a fundamentally different process than transpiration. And so we ought to model those two things separately if we're trying to improve on the crop coefficient. And so we need to separate out the two. And one of the things that we've used a lot in crop models is to just separate it based on the available energy. So we say that the transpiration is the product of the reference ET and the fractional interception, canopy interception, and that evaporation is 1 minus the fractional interception times the reference ET, and then multiplied by a moisture factor that depends on whether the soil is wet or dry. Now that moisture factor, again, we could that could appear to be quite a complex thing, but in going back to some of the simulation models that we've developed, we started out with models that have with detailed models of the processes in the soil, and then tried to work to something simple. And that simple thing that has worked well in those models is to assume that there's a first stage and a second stage evaporation. That first stage depends on the available energy, and the second stage evaporation depends on the water supply through the soil. And if we pick a layer that's about 10 centimeters thick and monitor the average water content of that layer and take the ratio of that water content to the permanent wilting point water content for that particular soil, when that ratio is 1, that's about the time when second stage drying starts and then drops down to 0 as that layer gets thicker. So to make this work, we need the interception function, and we can, just using the Beer's law, the exponential of minus extinction coefficient, daily net radiation extinction coefficient, and the leaf area index for the canopy. So how do we get F? Well, there are some options for that. We could just run a simple crop model to do it, and that simple crop model would take into account the environmental information that we have, the same information that we use to compute the reference ET, and that would do a good job of computing that, but that still isn't tied as closely as we'd like it to be tied to the things that are going on in the field. So we could measure it, and again, we've got a couple of options. We've heard a lot about measuring it from satellites. Those data are now available. Atmospheric corrected NDVI is available, I think, for free on the internet. But we chose to use proximal spectral reflectance sensor, NDVI sensor, to do that. Now, there's been a lot of work done on this. Some has been talked about in our sessions today. This is just one example of a graph from Johnson and Trout where they measured fractional cover with a camera image. They measured NDVI from Landsat data, and they get roughly a linear relationship between those two for a bunch of different crops. So we set up an experiment on a farm out in the Columbia Basin in Washington, and we have here. So we have an NDVI sensor here that we mounted on the boom of a center pivot, that is monitoring a field that will be planted to corn. And so it starts out with nothing on there, and after a while the corn emerges and it looks like this, and then after a while it looks like this. And so we took data from that spectral reflectance sensor around noon, both before and after noon, but within an hour or so of solar noon each day, and average those measurements. And so the measurements that I'll show are both a temporal and a spatial average. The boom is going around, so it's doing some spatial averaging and averaging around noontime for the temporal average. And the result that we get is here, and you can see early in the season, you can see the irrigations as the soil dries and then wets with an irrigation, dries and wets. But as the canopy develops, those features disappear pretty quickly. Whoops. Let me go back here. The canopy develops, we get to a high value of the NDVI that maintains over the growing season. This is the harvest then when it... this is as much time as we had to invest in it. We didn't do the conversions to cover or the calculations of evaporation, but I think you can see how that next part would go. So, conclusions I draw, the better crop coefficients are an obvious next step for improving, for going beyond our present state of the Penman Ponteath, and that's no big news to this group. I think that as we make improvements, it'll require more than just correlating, just back calculating a crop coefficient from a reference ET and a reference crop ET and the measurements with the lysimeter, that we need to separate out the evaporation and transpiration processes and model those separately and then put them back together. And I think the proximal optical remote sensing is a good way to do that, to get that information from the crop coefficient. Thank you.